Texte numéro 47. Japanese climber Junko Tabei, first woman to conquer Mount Everest, dies at 77. More than 40 years after she became the first woman to climb the world's highest mountain, Junko Tabei has died at age 77. Tabei was just 4'9", but she was a giant in mountaineering as the first woman to conquer the seven summits, the tallest peak on each continent. In 1975, an avalanche and a harrowing ascent on Everest weren't enough to stop Tabei. Cultural pressures weren't either. Even before she confronted the world's tallest peak, Tabei had already defied Japanese society's ideas of how women should behave by leaving her 3-year-old daughter with her husband and heading to Nepal to tackle Everest. Just 6 years earlier, she had founded the Ladies Climbing Club. Her all-female climbing club was a first in Japan. Tabei started it, in part, because of how she was treated by male climbers. Back in 1970s Japan, it was still widely considered that men were the ones to work outside and women would stay at home, Tabei told the Japan Times in 2012. The expedition Tabei helped lead on Everest was made entirely of women, not including 6 Sherpas. She also helped find sponsorship, although in many cases we were told we should be raising children instead, she said in 2012. Tabei's passion for climbing took root when she was 10, after one of her teachers took a group of students on a climbing trip. After she finished the seven summits in 1992, Tabei set her sights on more mountains. A map of her successful climbs includes dozens of expeditions around the world. Tabei reached Mount Everest summit after an avalanche hit her team as they slept in tents at Camp 2, 21,000 feet above sea level. The rush of snow knocked her unconscious but didn't stop the expedition. Another nasty surprise awaited closer to the peak, when Tabei was astounded to realise she needed to traverse an icy knife-edge ridge, moving sideways with half her body on the Chinese side of the mountain and the other half on the Nepalese side. I had no idea I would have to face that, even though I'd read all the accounts of previous expeditions, Tabei told the Japan Times 4 years ago. I got so angry at the previous climbers who hadn't warned me about that knife-edge traverse in their expedition records. Tabei downplayed her achievement. Talking about Everest and her willingness to be different, Tabei smiled when she told the Japan Times in 2012, "There was never a question in my mind that I wanted to climb that mountain, no matter what other people said." Adapted from NPR, October 2016.